Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Don't forget to check out our blog while you're there. All of that's free. Everything on our site is free. There's no barrier to entry at all, except if you decide to buy a book, we will let you pay us for that. But otherwise, everything else, if you can show up, if you can get there, we'll let you in. No questions asked. You don't have to log in. You don't have to tell us who you are. The only thing we'll ask you for, if you subscribe to my newsletter, we will need your email address, because we have to have that to send you the newsletter. That's how it comes, by email every Sunday afternoon. Get you ready for the week ahead, I promise. I'm excited about having a new friend on the show, ladies and gentlemen. Barry Christman is with us. Barry is Vice President of Individual Investor Marketing, Retirement, and Investor Services at the Principal Financial Group, an organization that you're familiar with. We've had a number of our friends from Principal on the show before, Renee Schaff, Jerry Ripperger, and a number of others. Barry is our newest friend, and she is going to talk to us about some new research that they've recently published, that they found out about how small business owners manage their benefits program, their retirement program primarily. Barry, welcome back. Welcome to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Appreciate
it's good
it.
It's good to have you here. And you got a hard act to follow, Barry, because Renee has preceded you. She's pretty good.
I know she is. I enjoy trying to reach for that challenge.
Well,
my voice isn't quite up to par this morning, but I'll do my best.
Well, that's fine. You sound great, Barry. Okay, now you published something called The Total View. You call it the 2006 Retirement Plan Trends. Now, what were you looking for when you did this research? What were you trying to accomplish?
Well, with the Total View, it's really a unique product, because it isn't a survey of customers who have retirement plans with us. It's actually based on Principal's data. And we pull 30,000 of our full-service plans, at which cover about 2.4 million participants, mm-hmm. and we actually pull data from those plans and compile it. It's really one of the most comprehensive reports that is available on retirement plan trends, because it's the only one that covers all four main plan types: defined benefit, defined contribution, ESOP plans, and non-qualified plans like deferred comp.
Now, the average person didn't wake up today thinking, I would like to know more about retirement plan trends.
So tell us. I'm so disappointed.
I know you are, and I know you're probably like me, Barry. If you know, in the work that I do, I tell people I don't have a life, so this is kind of the stuff that I get into. But you may be that way too. But our audiences are all of the members of our audience, Barry. Unlike you and me, they have a life, and so that's not exactly something that they always think about. So why should we care about retirement trends?
Well, I think every one of your listeners is a small to mid-sized business who cares very much about attracting and retaining top quality talent. And if you've been looking at and listening to the conversations that Renee and others have had about the Principal 10 Best, you know we do a great deal of work in talking mm-hmm. to those kinds of companies who have the absolute best results in attracting and retaining top talent, and do that through having very robust benefit programs. Statistically, we can't tell you that having a great benefit program is going to be what helps you attract and retain employees, but I'll tell you, our Principal 10 Best year after year anecdotally will tell us that.
Well, and I also like to point out that the 10 Best are not necessarily customers of Principal. These are
Absolutely.
The 10 best people you find, period. And but now, in terms of trends, when I think of a trend, I think of, okay, we started out over there, here's where we are now, and here's where we think we're going. Walk us through that continuum a little bit and explain to us, where were we, where did we come from, where are we now, and where do you think we're going?
Happy to do that, Jim. If you think about the old days of benefits programs, most employees were covered by defined benefit plans, traditional
yeah.
pension plans, where they didn't
mm-hmm.
have to think about it.
Mm-hmm.
Increasingly, with the advent of 401ks, many companies offered both. But increasingly, we're finding that companies are moving more towards 401k, and that means that there's more onus on the employee, him or herself, in order to manage that process. Mm-hmm. And I don't know about you, but I actually do sometimes have a life outside of finance, and I really don't want to have to spend all my time thinking about how to invest my money. I really do like others to help do it for me. And that whole do it for me idea is what's coming into its own, because employees are overwhelmed. They absolutely feel that they're not either having the time to do it or they're afraid they don't have the ability to manage for their own future.
So going back to where we came from, and I was part of some of those defined benefits plan once upon a time, and that was the classic 20th century paternalistic plan where you went to work for a company, and once you became vested, could basically tell you 35 years from now what you're going to be taking home, so to speak, as retirement. You work 40 years, get your watch in the retirement party, and you go home and you clip your coupons, so to speak. You get the same amount of money with maybe a little bit of a cost of living, and that's what you get for the rest of your life. It was a defined benefit plan, and the employee really didn't contemplate ever about how that was managed, did they?
They didn't. There was no real reason to. They knew that they would be taken care of.
So then the 401k plans came in, and the employees got a little bit more involved. They were a little more aware of how things were. And then, and of course, as you say, back to the trend idea, that we trended from the defined benefits plan to what you guys call the defined contribution plan, which is basically a 401k, right?
That's the most prevalent type of defined benefit plan.
And so the employees became more knowledgeable about what's going on, and maybe and probably even had, in most cases, they had some input into how those things were invested, right?
They absolutely have had input, but many of them have been uncomfortable giving that input, not sure that they know the right things to do. We hear story after story of employees who started in a certain distribution of their assets in that plan and didn't move it for 20 or 30 years. And that's not a good strategy.
Well, exactly. And one of the trends you found, if I understand the report that I've got in front of me, is that people want, and I think you alluded to this a minute ago, people are wanting more help with these things, aren't they?
Absolutely. I mean, there are certainly some people who want to do it themselves and they want some education. And we need to make sure that we're providing as much education as the employee wants.
Help them when they need it and not help them if they don't need it. So stand by, Barry. We're going to take a quick break, folks. Barry Christman is with us. She's with the Principal Group. And we're going to talk some more about these trends that she's discovered in the retirement plans for small businesses. Stay with us. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our new friend, soon-to-be old friend, Barry Christman is our guest. She is Vice President of Individual Investor Marketing, Retirement, and Services at The Principal, which is an organization that you've heard us talk about before. Barry, tell us The Principal's website and tell us a little bit about your group.
The principal website is www.principal.com. That's the main website. Uh-huh. But if your listeners are interested in actually seeing the total view results in their entirety, they can use that website with a /research after it, okay. And that will get them the total view report in its entirety.
Principal, P-A-L, ladies and gentlemen, .com, and you can get the total view there by putting the slash there, as she said. And also, don't forget their 10 best reports. You can find that there as well. I always like telling folks about that. And Barry, thank you to Principal for making this kind of research available to us and available for free to anybody who wants it. We appreciate that very much.
Glad to do it's good information.
It is. Okay. We're talking about the trends, folks, retirement trends. We've taken you from the paternalistic defined benefits to now the 401k, the defined contribution, more like the kind of programs that we have a little more responsibility for ourselves. Where do you think we're going? Where are we headed with all this, Barry?
What's an interesting trend that we discovered in the small and mid-sized businesses is towards total retirement solutions. In other words, not thinking of having one plan and stopping there. Many of our customers in that size have not only a 401k, but, for instance, an ESOP plan, employee stock ownership. There is probably no better way, according to our Principle 10 Best, to get employee engagement. Again, helping with that turnover, helping with
when they own the company,
really
they don't want to leave, do they?
They do not want to leave if they have that. So having a combination, absolutely, is something that we're seeing as a trend. Also, that those defined benefit plans aren't going away. I mean, you know, there's been a lot of talk about it, but we're finding that if employers think about combining in one location a defined benefit and a defined contribution, or a defined contribution and an ESOP, they save money and use it to help continue to fund a defined benefit plan. So let's not give up on those. They're still out there.
I was surprised that, if I'm not mistaken, one of the last 10 best that we interviewed, one of the last companies that we interviewed that was on your 10 best list, they actually had a relatively young defined benefits plan. And I was surprised about that. I asked them about that, and they said, oh, yeah, we think this is an important part of our package. And I was surprised to see one of those. I didn't think they existed.
Yeah, they are we had 30 more larger employers moving to PFG under the total retirement system in the last year, and brought in three times the number of assets that were terminated. So, you know, we had 168% increase in the assets that we have in defined benefit plans. So they're not gone, and this is a way to help fund them.
Right. So how would they... How would someone decide? Let's say there's somebody out there right now, and they've really grown their business. Things are going well. They've got maybe 20 employees now. 5 years ago they had four. Now they've got 20 employees. Things are going good. But they don't actually have a retirement plan yet. They haven't got anything formalized. You know, how would they get started with something like that?
Well, it is probably the best single step that they can take is to talk about getting into a defined contribution plan at least. I mean, that is probably the best place to start for a small business. And they can talk to any of their professionals that they use as advisors that can talk to them. Principal obviously would be happy to talk to them about doing that. It is something that we can do for companies as small as one employee. So you can have a small defined contribution plan and also find ways that this is to pay particular attention to the owners of those businesses. They may also want to piggyback that with a non-qualified plan like deferred compensation. So
that's
a way
where it gets
to help them save personally from a retirement.
Well, see, that's the complication a lot of times with small business owners is the owners have a different they want to help their employees. They want to do well with their employees, but they also have a different strategy for the employees. And it's different probably for a small business than it is for a major corporation, isn't it?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So we need that kind of customization. You know, and your report shows that people are wanting that customization, isn't it?
They are. And we are also finding that if an employer uses more than one of these plan types, on average, they end up with 9.5% higher balances in their 401k. It just works well together, very synergistic to have multiple products out there for their employees. It meets the needs of a broader base of their employees.
Barry, I got about 45 seconds. I'm going to let you have the last 45 seconds to give us any wrap it up with any last thoughts that you have.
Well, what we have found is that there are three success factors in a successful benefits program. That do it for me that we talked about with auto-enrollment, which is going to be huge, easy, making it easy for them to get started, making it easy for them to step up in their contributions is critical. That education, one-on-one assistance, but don't forget the importance of the employer match. We have to have engaged employers as well. And that, when you have that partnership, is a real recipe for success.
And that's the key, one of the keys to success for small business owners in the 21st century, what Barry just said. Barry, thank you for being here. Good job today. We appreciate it very much.
Thank you, Jim.
And we'll see you next time. Merry Christmas, ladies and gentlemen, with the principal. And she'll be back, I have a feeling. Going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with our good friend Judge William Huss. He and I are going to talk about how to develop a professional practice. 29 after. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Amazing way.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.